Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 7 of the letters of John. Today's title is, Don't Make a Liar Out of the Lord. 1 John 5:10 says, Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. Our text today is 1 John 1:10. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. In 1 John, there are two references to making God a liar, 1 John 1:10 and 1 John 5:10. In the first, we make God out to be a liar when we claim we have not sinned. If we say we have no sin in our lives, we are liars. If we deny ever sinning in our lives, then we suggest that God is lying about our situation. In 1 John 5:10, we make God out to be a liar when we do not believe him. God testified to us about his Son. If we do not believe in his testimony concerning Jesus, we infer that God is a liar. These two verses have serious implications. John tells us in his gospel that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Since God is the truth, he cannot lie. Just as God is light, and there is no darkness in him, God is truth, and there is no dishonesty in him. When a sinner denies sinning, he makes God out to be a liar because God's entire redemption plan is based on the fact that we have all sinned and fallen short of his glory. To claim that we are free of sin is to allege God's declaration that all have sinned to be a complete lie. If sin is not our fundamental problem, then the good news of the gospel is meaningless. If we don't have a sin problem, then God sent his only Son to die for no reason. The great expositor John Phillips explains the significance of John's statement in 1 John 1:10 by taking us to the book of Romans. Phillips' words are enlightening and convicting. God has reportedly told us in his word about our sinful condition, and what could be more wicked than to call God a liar? In Romans 1-3 and similar passages, the Holy Spirit thoroughly exposes the sinfulness of the human race. The opening chapters of Romans set before us a court case in which the Holy Spirit acts as the prosecutor of the human race. All that deceit and wickedness is proved when a person says that he or she has no sin. Such people prove themselves to be wicked by calling God a liar. His word is not in them, John says. Such people refuse to believe the Bible and deny the Holy Spirit's thoroughgoing exposure of the corruption, crookedness, and criminality of ungenerate human behavior. The first great work of the Holy Spirit in a human heart, after all, is to convict us of the nature of sin, the need for righteousness, and the nearness of judgment. The person who says he or she has no sin is evidently a person in whose heart the Holy Spirit has not done even his initial work. Some questions for today. Has it ever occurred to you that by denying your sin, you are calling God a liar? How does this truth hit home in your heart? Denying sin is a result of an inability to trust God. How can you take him at his word so that you can see yourself for who you truly are? How does admitting your true self lead to finding all that God has for you? What did you learn from the comments from John Phillips in today's devotion? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.